And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking with Tuolumne County Administrator Tracy Riggs. We're going over the final budget that was approved by the Board of Supervisors this past Tuesday. It impacts services and programs in Tuolumne County. CAO Riggs, before we move forward, the budget itself, what is the total figure this year?
This year, our budget actually, it did increase significantly. It's at $258 million for operations. And it increased about 32%, and majority of that is in our general fund. However, a lot of that is grant funding that is coming through for, like, Master Stewardship Agreement, which is $11 million, and then the our Community Resiliency Centers, which we are finalizing construction on.
And then contingencies and reserves, how are those looking?
Yeah, that's another area I'm really excited. Our board has really been fantastic. So every year that we've had these large fund balances that are higher than we've had in the past, they have gone above and beyond what our policy is for reserves. The policy says we'll put $250,000 every year into reserves. Both last year and this year, they put $1 million aside. So our reserves right now are at $5 million. It's about half of what our target is. And then in contingencies, we have our policy is $1 million. We have $3.6 million in there. And then we also have in contingencies in American Rescue Plan, $1.1 million that is not obligated. So between the two, we have almost $10 million that is set aside to meet any type of emergencies this year, but also if it's not used, we carry it into future years.
You mentioned the Master Stewardship Agreement. That's, of course, with the Stanislaus National Forest. I think you said about $11 million. What type of things does that go towards?
Yeah, the Master Stewardship Agreement is one of the things I'm most proud of with Liz Peterson in our office and the Forest Service and so many other partners who have made this come to life. It is at about $80 million in funding. Right now, we have $11 million that we've budgeted to spend this year, and those are for fuel reduction projects. So there are some that take place on public lands, and then there are some where it's a private property adjacent to public lands. And all this is about a healthier forest, but also reducing our risk. And when we have a healthier forest, we also have a healthier water system as well, and they're all focused on this. And I get really excited. We had one of the first ones in the state of California. And Liz has continued to be such a good coordinator for this and leader along with our other partners to make this happen. And to think that we could do $80 million or more, they're telling us more could come in fuels reduction work. That's a lot of work. And that's also local contractors getting those jobs.
You know, how about the historic courthouse in downtown Sonora? That came up at this past Tuesday's meeting. An elevator is needed in that facility to be used to its potential. What is kind of the status with that building, and what's the county looking at right now?
Yes, we have two courthouses, one in Yaney Street, which is the historic courthouse, which I believe was opened in 1899. Pretty amazing building. Mm-hmm. For those who haven't been in it, can't wait till you get to go in there and visit it. Then we have the one on Washington Street as well. The one on Yaney Street, there is not an elevator, and so the only way that you would use it is you have to accommodate. But the problem is if you have an employee who somehow gets injured or can no longer negotiate those or navigate those stairs, it makes it very difficult, which is why we recommended the elevator. The elevator is something they'll be working on fairly soon. It'll probably take about 2 years. But that building has been sitting vacant for over half a year, and our goal is to not let it just sit vacant. We don't want that building to deteriorate. And so what the board had directed was that what we would look at is holding board meetings in that building. So essentially the fourth floor would move over into that building, and members of the community could come in and visit this building that may not have ever been in there. And for those who haven't been in that building, it's just incredibly beautiful. It has the wood in there and the marble is gorgeous, but it's going to take some work. But I want everyone to know that we are doing everything possible to maintain the character and the historical value of that building. And I'm hoping that once we get it done, many people will come in and visit this building and take a look at it, because unless you were there for jury duty or you were going to court, you have not had that experience. And I'm really excited that we're going to bring this to fruition fairly soon.
Yeah, I know, I've covered a couple court cases and I've seen some swearing in of judges ceremonies in that building. It really is a remarkable building there and something to see.
Yeah.
You know, is the county taking more kind of a wide ranging look at various buildings as well across the county and the needs and services?
Yes. So the space needs study that we did actually was looking at many things. It was looking at the two buildings that were vacant, as well as Tuolumne General, and then the buildings in which we pay rent. And our goal is if we can stop paying rent, that is money we can put back into services. So what we're looking at is if we could move the Health and Human Services Agency into Tuolumne General, move IT into the fourth floor after the fourth floor moves to the historic courthouse on Yaney, and then move the Public Defender's Office into the Washington Street Courthouse. That's about $750,000 a year in rent that we're paying that we can then put back into services. So the return on our investment will come very quickly, in a matter of, say, 10 to 20 years, depending on Tuolumne General will take a bit more money. But after that 20-year period in Tuolumne General, now we've invested in our own property, we're using our own buildings, and those monies that were used for either paying back the cost of renovation or the rent will now be going towards services. And that is our goal, is to always look at what we can do to increase services or maintain services.
You know, we talked a lot about fire during the first segment. We haven't really talked a lot about law enforcement yet. What is kind of the status with the law enforcement sheriff's office budget specifically, and especially in relation to Sheriff Pooley, who made some public comments about concerns about the staffing crisis locally?
Yeah, so the sheriff is experiencing, our entire organization is experiencing about 18% vacancy factor, and the sheriff is definitely sharing in that right now. If you were listening, he's even decreased the number of inmates at the jail because he doesn't have enough jail deputies to maintain it. So we're paying someone else to house our inmates. So we are being very, very creative with how we approach that solution. We are in bargaining with all of our units right now. So that's a current process. And then we have a new process that we use that is we have employee teams who help to write and rewrite some policies. They a group rewrote the education policy that went to the board. The board approved it. We also had a group of employees, including those in law enforcement, who helped rewrite our hiring incentive policy to be more competitive with other partners out there. And the board there right now, we're doing the meet and confer on that. The board did approve what the employees put forward, but now we're going through the process with the unions to see if they are amicable to those changes. So all of these together, between bargaining and this hiring incentive, is our hope that will help the sheriff fill these positions, because he is absolutely concerned. He and I talk on a weekly basis, and the issue we have is this is not just, it's not just law enforcement, and it's not just Tuolumne County. This is a systemic problem that people are seeing nationwide, but especially in California, and especially for law enforcement, as there's not as many people who are wanting to enter into law enforcement, which is forcing the sheriff to be a little more creative on his recruiting and retention.
So countywide, looking across the board, is there challenges with recruiting people right now?
There are. We have vacancies in every single department, and everything from accountants. We've had 3 housekeeper positions vacant for over a year. And so it's every level of the organization that we are struggling with. Part of that, I believe, is that, you know, our compensation is not necessarily competitive with even our neighbors. And that makes it very difficult, because we have limited resources. And so while you want to be able to be competitive, you have to be able to live within your means. So we're trying to be as creative as we can. But we are absolutely experiencing this at all levels in every single department, this vacancy and recruiting issue.
Talking with Tuolumne County CAO Tracy Riggs on this weekend's Motherlode Views, going over the final budget that was approved by the Board of Supervisors this past Tuesday and its impacts and how it will play out in Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're planning to hear from the recently new president at Columbia College, Dr. Lena Tran. She's going to get us up to speed on the new fall semester and all the happenings at Columbia College. That's next week on Motherlode Views. And our final segment with CAO Tracy Riggs is coming up in just a minute.